Blog Talk Radio.
During the pandemic, my lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. And if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
Global government, the mystery school, Agenda 2030, chemtrails and geoengineering, manufactured disasters.
We live in a time when awareness about current events and big media deception is critical to be prepared for the events that are rapidly descending upon us. This is Russ from Delivering the Truth and Exposing the Lies. Join Diana and me every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. as we expose the truth big media keeps lying about.
Herbal medicine, the globalist real agenda, seen through the propaganda.
Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll see you there.
Collectively Rewilding is an online forum for learning, sharing, and teaching the skills needed to enhance our experience in the natural world. We're looking for the best mentors, guides, and instructors who can teach a variety of natural skill sets. If you've got something to share, we have the platform to help you make a difference for free. If you are more interested in learning and expanding your abilities in nature, please join us as a member to explore the world of rewilding. Join us at www.collectivelyrewilding.com today.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
You know what I think you should do? I think you should join us for Dynamic Word Bible Studies, where I am always hosting. My name is Felicia DeRozier, and I have two amazing co-hosts.
Cross, the favorite. You wish. This is Mariah, the real favorite child.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
We spend a lot of time learning about the Bible and possibly a little time learning about humility. That would be awesome, right?
Yeah, Mariah.
We air live every Wednesday from 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time to 10:30. Right now we're going through the book of Romans, but we're going to start moving into the Gospel of John. We're going to learn about Jesus. We're going to learn about living and walking in the Spirit and learning to be a little humble with those that we live with. It's going to be a great time. I can't wait for you to join us. Right, guys?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we'll see you then.
Bye.
Bye.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook, facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Would you like to take your power back by following the principles of the universal law? Earth-based spirituality such as Kantianism, shamanism, and personal alchemy? Are you sick of giving your power away to power-hungry gurus, the corrupt government, the globalists, and realize you have a higher purpose on this planet? That you are gods and goddesses that need to snap out of amnesia and reclaim your birthright? We're Darren and Dr. Joanna Wells, the Double B, founder of the Gods of Amenti, psychic intuitives, transformation coaches, training others to uncover lost knowledge and reclaim their sovereignty. Here to guide you every Sunday at 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and Wednesday 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on our show, Moving Beyond the Matrix, on FreedomizerRadio.com. Call-in number is 319-527-6208.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ripper. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the One World Government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the big kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Monday, TGIM, everyone. Thank goodness it's Monday. Another broadcasting week has started for us. We do have a guest coming up in just a moment. We do have from iCureCancer.com. We do have an old friend of ours coming back. We have Ian Jacklin. Also, we have our usual Monday co-host, Christina, about to join us. And for those of you out there in radio land that you want to have a say here in the show, the number is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number one on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into the conversation. All right, so Christina, welcome in. Come join us real quick. Come say hi real
Thank
quick,
you,
Christina,
Proof.
And then we're going to bring Ian on with us.
Okay, yeah, thanks, Proof, and to all joining us this evening. Always honored to be the co-host on Proof Negative.
All right, so anything you need to say real quick before we go ahead and bring our friend in?
No, I'm anxious to get him on here and to talk. I've been looking at everything, you know, a lot about him, and there's a lot of things that he discusses that I'm very familiar with as well. So looking forward to the conversation.
Yeah, I figured let me try to book him on a Monday because I was going through my book and I noticed that I haven't had him on in a couple of years. And I said, you know what? Christina's going to love this guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So let's go ahead and say hi to our longtime friend here from the website, iCureCancer.com. Let's go ahead and bring Ian Jacklin.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
We always try to ball out when it comes to the applauses. You don't want the Nelson. You know what the Nelson is, right?
No. All right.
Yeah, you don't want Nelson from The Simpsons to ha-ha you.
Yeah, I like the applause. That was nice.
All right.
Good to
All right,
hear from
so,
you, man.
So it's been a while
I didn't realize
since we've had you
years.
On.
Wow.
So what have you been working on lately?
Yeah. I kind of made the shift back into being a regular person. I was going to EMT school for a bit, at the same time going through DSP school, which is direct support professional, and that's the one I ended up going with. So I'm now at DSP. I just graduated just last week, and I basically take care of autistic kids at schools and stuff. I'm working for an actual house here in the Milwaukee area, it's a pretty big complex. It's called Genesee Lake Schools, where we work with the special needs kids, because as you know, I've been a huge anti-vaxxer my whole life. As soon as I found out about cancer being curable if you stayed away from your oncologist, I also found out, you know, by being in the holistic world, that vaccines are totally bogus. They are created to make our children autistic and die and,
right.
and be customers for life. So
yep.
already, you know, I've been fighting that battle for so long, and I need to pay the bills too. You know, as you know, I was an actor at one time, a kickboxing champion, but you can't fight at my age anymore. I'm 55 now, so I'm retired from fighting. And
I didn't realize how old you were.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And my acting career, as a lot of people know, I got cut short because I wouldn't sell my soul in Hollywood to the devil.
I said that's big right now. I'm waiting for Diddy to have to go to court. I want to hear some of this stuff.
Oh, yeah, I can only imagine. So, but point is that I basically said no to the acting career because I would not sleep with these gay producers. And so I've just been a pretty much a normal person for many years, but I just have never found my niche, like where can I make a decent buck and not totally hate it. And because it's kind of hard to beat a movie star career. That was definitely a dream come true until I found out, you know, who runs Hollywood and what you got to do to maintain that status. So, but anyway, I'm very happy, very proud. I'm working with these kids that have special needs. I'm learning a lot about psychology and how they, you know, I know why vaccines are bad for them and what it does to them. And now I'm learning how to help them and how to deal with them, you know, try not to get them to have the, to escalate to that point where, you know, they're, it's such a phenomenon. Like I said, I've been in the classroom for a month now learning how to handle these kind of situations with dignity and respect and without anybody getting hurt, because a lot of these kids are not high functioning, they're low functioning, and they don't know what they're doing, so they can... They hurt themselves. They hurt others. They, you know.
Yeah.
So my martial arts skills kind of come into play. Not that I have to actually fight or anything, but I have good self. I can de-escalate situations thanks to the martial arts and being a bouncer for so many years. You know, bringing spoiled drunk people down to a better level so they don't get hurt. So the job was kind of meant for me. So that's sort of what I've been doing lately. I'm always researching. I've just started editing another film that I had pretty much shot already, because you remember I did the I Cure Cancer film years ago. Well, I shot about half of I Cure Cancer 2 and then just kind of had to shelve it because I never got anybody supporting it. So I'm kind of just...
Tough.
Jumping back into that and editing what I have and adding to it from all my podcasts over the years. You know, I was thinking I needed to have a big budget or some budget, any budget, so I could go around and shoot some more stuff. But I thought, you know what? I've been doing podcasts for years. Why don't I just slice and dice some of the best moments there? And so that's what I've been doing. Editing. It was called I Cure Cancer. So I was going to do I Cure Cancer 2. But then I realized so many years of pain and suffering because I chose the word cure in my title that I even switched that name from my first film. I now call it Cancer Healers, and I got it up on a website called Film Hub, which then basically they're like an agency that takes your film and takes it to Tubi, to Netflix, to all the different places. Okay. And tried to sell it to them. And it took a long time, many months of working, changing the name and getting it up onto their site and getting all the specs that they needed in order to pump this out to the world. But I've got it up now. And Tubi's taking it, and three other places have taken it too. So I think it's going to start playing. And instead of it's not I Cure Cancer anymore, it's called Cancer Healers. So I think changing the name helps. So I'm probably going to edit Cancer Healers 2 now and get that up as well. So I've been kind of just sort of revamping old projects. A couple of my first films were rockumentaries. I did a Arlene Grocery in New York City, had a winter music festival in 1992, I think it was. I can't remember what it was now. Late 2000s, early 2000s. It was right before 9/11, actually, now that I think about it. So I'm putting that documentary up on the same site, which hopefully will, you know, make its rounds to Tubi and all that as well.
Right.
And I did another one called Small Town Band. That was basically the same thing. It was just watching these artists trying to make it, dragging their equipment out to the bars every night or during the weekend and playing for people, trying to make it, you know, always going to the rehearsals. That's how I learned how to make films, was following musicians around for a few years, and then I made the I Cure Cancer film. So in a nutshell, that's basically what I've been doing.
Yeah, I have a friend that's a movie producer that he's not had anything hit big yet, and it's a struggle, especially to get the support. I know he talks about that.
So.
Yes. The good news is, in this day and age, thanks to the digital world, anybody can make movies. You don't have to be rich anymore. Back in the day, you'd have to be able to get a 35-millimeter camera, and it'd take you thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. Now you can pretty much shoot anything on your phone.
Very true. Very true. So, and obviously, too, the subject you're covering is one of those that, you know, they try to suppress as well. They don't want that information out there.
Yeah, like I said, by calling it iCure, that was the biggest mistake I ever made. I called it iCure Cancer.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I had no idea that anybody would frown on that. I thought I would have
they
would have a ticker tape parade for me, you know? Ticker tape parade. This guy found out how to cure cancer. Meanwhile, like, that's the last thing they want out there.
Yeah. Have the FDA come after you. For sure.
Yeah, yeah. Luckily, I'm not a rich man. Nobody's ever. but they, I know I'm shadow banned. I'm sure because I've got three books on Amazon.
Sure.
After I made the documentary "I Cure Cancer," then I wrote the book "I Cure Cancer," which I mean it sells a little bit, but they won't let me advertise it. I can't even pay them to advertise it on Amazon. And then I wrote the book Alkaline, because alkaline is how you cure cancer, by getting alkaline. And they won't let me advertise that either. And then I wrote Con 1984, because, as you guys probably know, COVID was a con. And we are living in the dystopian 1984 novel. and it also has the antidote. The subtitle for that book is Antidote. So people that got the shot, there's an antidote for them so they don't die like many have already. Millions. Remember this when we first started talking about this years ago, man? I'm like, watch.
Yeah.
In 3 years, everybody that took the shot is going to be dying. They're just going to start dropping. And that's exactly what's happened. Millions of people have died. Movie stars.
And you know what's funny is you don't know how many times I heard, but nobody told me it wasn't going to work.
Yeah. Well, they can look back at it, like 1,000 of my episodes and yours and many others like us. We're all screaming at the top of our lungs, don't take the shots, whatever you do, don't take the shots.
And they're still lining up.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I'm just so happy that they haven't brought it about again. I was worried they're going to bring another round and shut us down again, make us wear masks and all that shit. But they haven't, and I think they're smart, because I don't know that it would go over as well this time.
I think a lot of us said no,
so they can't do it anymore, since enough of us said no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they'd be in a lot more trouble this time. They're lucky. I feel like they're hanging by a thread right now. Like, we all kind of woke up, and we've got our sights on them now. And we're almost like, go ahead, do it one more time. Try one more thing. And I think, I hope, I pray that enough of us are going to actually do something this time, take these people out of power. And I really hope and pray, and I think that is starting to happen anyway. People are fighting back. People are suing. People are saying, hey, this was wrong. You guys got to at least say sorry. You know, all you MDs out there that said, I should have took this. You should be saying sorry.
Oh, their egos won't let them, most of them.
Yeah, yeah.
It's sad. Very sad.
Yeah, it really is. So, yeah, I mean, I've been kind of just kicking back and taking it all in. And
Well, I listened. I'm very familiar with a lot of the people you've obviously researched, and I know I watched the video with you and Dr. Robert Young. I'm very familiar with him. So
Excellent. It's
and Otto Warburg and all of them. I'm curious though. There's one. It's crazy because I've been into this stuff for like 35 years. And just researching on my own. And the one that I found him maybe 7 years ago, and I found him by accident, and I couldn't believe I had never, you know, I had never heard of him before. And it's Dr. Robert Morse. Are you familiar with Dr. Robert Morse in Florida?
Yes. I interviewed him not too long ago.
You love him?
I did the same thing. I was surprised myself that I hadn't found him. And and you know who else was Dr. Sebi? Sebi? He came in sort of third. Like first it was Dr. Bernardo. He was the guy that taught me about the alkaline way. Dr. Bernardo Mihalica.
Jensen? Oh, okay. I'm thinking of a different Bernard. Okay.
Yeah, this is Bernardo Mihalica. He's like the Mexican Dr. Sebi. And they killed him too, I think. I truly believe that they killed him. Because he cured too many people with cancer. So he was the star of my film, I Cure Cancer. He was the star of my book, I Cure Cancer. Then I met Dr. Robert O. Young from the PH Miracle, and he was the one that put it all together for me. He helped me to understand the science of the interstitial fluids of the interstitium is basically our immune system. That's all we need.
Right.
The rest of the stuff they taught us is crap. It's just about acidosis. And that's where Otto Warburg came in. And he said the same thing, too. It's just, it's acidosis, it's hypoxia. It's once we clean that out, with the lymphatic system, pumps the blood clean of all that acid, and we put no more acid in us, and we become alkaline. Baking soda is an amazing thing. Going vegan is amazing. Dropping the meat, dairy, sugar, and boom, next thing you know, everything goes away, not just the cancer. All because there's one disease, one cure. The disease is acidosis, and the cure is alkalinity. So,
I think Dr. Morse has the best description to where he, you know, simplifies it down into the two sides of chemistry, and your body's made up of, you know, cells and two fluids. But the one part that is always so makes so much sense is he said, you know, the blood is the kitchen, it feeds you. And then, the lymphatic system is your sewer system. And it just makes so much sense.
Yeah.
So it's, when he says, I like when he talks about how people think that the blood is where, you know, it feeds you and it's where the trash is dumped. He said, now how does that make any sense? He said, would you do that in your kitchen? You know?
I love it how they all put it in a slightly different way. Dr. Sebi talked about mucus, and Dr. Young and Dr. Bernardo talked about acidosis, as you say, Dr. Morse has his own way of saying it. But they're all basically right. They're all right.
Yeah.
They differ a little in Dr. Morse and Dr. Sebi are for fruit, and Dr. Young and Dr. Bernardo were against fruit. Not all of it, but the sugary ones. Because they say even though it's organic sugar, it's still sugar and it causes acidosis, and we don't want that. So I would go with my guys on that one, on Bernardo and Young. If I had stage 4 cancer, I would go without the oranges and apples for a year or two just to be safe.
Oh, God, I couldn't. No, I do oranges every single day. I juice probably, I would say, 8 to 10 oranges a day.
Oh, wow.
And,
okay, well, it could be just fine. I mean, Dr. Morse says it is, and so did Dr. Sebi. It's just my two guys that I've always been under said, you're better off going with the dark cruciferous vegetables, going alkaline, less sugar. But, I mean, whatever works is the main thing.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not
exactly.
even chemo if it worked for you. If it got to the point where you're going to live now, a lot of people come to us after they'll get the colon cancer cut out. And then they'll come to us and we'll say, okay, good. I wouldn't do the chemo if I was you. I would just stop the acidosis.
Right.
You know, become alkaline and you'll be fine. And that's nine times out of 10. And we have this pretty much proved in court. Both Bernardo and Dr. Young have been in court and they had looked at their records and their records were the same. It was basically 9 out of 10 people that did stage 3, 1 to 3, 9 out of 10 cured themselves, and stage 4, 8 out of 10 cured themselves. Both guys.
Yeah.
Different tests, different, you know, different court cases.
Sure.
But the same results. So, you know, I'm a believer in it, that just whatever disease you have,
yeah,
you can stop it by getting alkaline.
Right. And, well, and I think the one thing that I know, I like Dr. Robert Young too, yes, absolutely, but I think sometimes Dr. Morse just has maybe a little bit deeper understanding, but because what they leave out of that is when he talks about the greens and the veggies and stuff, what they're leaving out is that Dr. Morse discusses the electrical charge of the foods. And he knows, you know, they've tested, and fruits by far have the highest amount of electrons. And the key to healing, to the body healing itself, is to actually have those electrons to where it will hydrate the body and hydrate the agglomerated tissues, you know, and move, loosen up, and then move everything out of the body through the, through basically the lymphatic system, through the kidneys.
Well, that's interesting. It makes a lot of sense. And that's the first thing Dr. Young says, is we don't run on carbs or proteins or fats, we run on electrons. So,
yes,
but
he's
pretty adamant. He's got his own scale too. He's done his own tests on the fruits and vegetables, and he just says, you know, he's a stickler too. The sugar is not good for you, whether it's organic or not. But I know it's, again, I would just leave it up to the person. I tell the people, I tell them what I know. Here's what I know. I know Dr. Morris,
sure,
and Dr. Sebi said fruit's cool. My other two guys said no, so it's up to you. Try them both.
And what's the gal that wrote the book on the grapes?
On the what?
No, aunt, like, the grape cure. I forget what her name is. I'm going blank.
The what cure?
The grape cure. And I'll be honest with you, Dr. Morse, that's the first food.
Yeah,
if he has somebody on stage four cancer, he's going to say, you eat nothing but grapes.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I haven't heard that before.
I found that very interesting, too.
Oh, yeah. Grapes, even after you cook grapes, they still have a little bit of energy left in them. They still have electrons. It's crazy because, you know, most foods, when you cook them, you kill them. But a grape, it's Johanna Brandt. And it's called The Grape Cure. And she was someone who cured herself of cancer. And it was through grapes. And she did do a few other things, but it was mostly the grapes. And I know Dr. Morris has had a couple people that, there was a young girl had a breast tumor. And so she did the grapes for 40 days. Her tumor shrunk. And so she did it another 40 days. So it's the grapes are the bomb.
Yes, I will say that. Yeah, well, I'm glad that you're on the show tonight because you're reminding me about this. I've been so on Dr. Young and Dr. Bernardo's under their tutelage for so many years. I almost forgot that I got that whole Dr. Morris show I did with him. He opened my eyes up to new things, but it's kind of hard to be showing something new when you're so used to one thing working for so long. So I'm glad
absolutely.
That we're speaking tonight. You're refreshing in my mind that there is other alternatives to the alternatives. There's more than one alternative.
Yes. I mean, you know, we all have our programming. And you know, the sad thing is I would say that probably 90% of the population might not ever know about any of these things. You know, it's sad when our medical system is so controlled by insurance and pharmaceuticals instead of by truly using their own minds, you know, their brains, their education, which I don't know how great their education is anymore. I think the, you know, pharmaceutical people sit next to them in the classrooms. So it just, it's frustrating. We need a whole new system.
Well, everybody's basically the victim of the greatest brainwashing job ever, and they put the icing on the cake with the COVID thing. I call it COVID 1984, not COVID.
Oh yeah, sure.
Well, I call it COVID. Sure.
I say it was a bioweapon. I really believe that.
So,
I mean,
well,
I
that's interesting
because I experienced
like
it. I mean, I rarely get sick, and
right.
when that thing hit me, it was the
yes.
the most bizarre thing, and I had
now,
never had the type
though?
Symptoms.
Uh huh.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, because the same thing happened to our family, too. And I just happened to be interviewing Dr. Young at the time, and he's I think, the best expert on this area. He said, did they put a 5G tower out in front of your house or building lately? And I said, yeah, they did. He goes, you all got radiation poisoning. It's the same thing they did with the Spanish flu. They turned on the radio waves, and everybody got sick. They called it the Spanish flu. They gave them the shot. The shot killed them. Same thing they're doing this, it's repeating history. They turned the 5G on, cranked it. Where they started in Wuhan, and they all started dropping dead
right.
over there. And they did it on the ships, the cruise liners or whatever, and everybody got COVID there because they turned on the 5G. And then they turned it on everywhere. When they locked us down, those were the only guys working on the streets, the guys putting up the 5G towers. Mm-hmm. So everybody got radiation poisoning. They were told to take the shots. A year later, conveniently, they're ready. And the shots in the patents, from what I understand, and the 5G towers, 5G and these shots, the graphene oxide in the shots, are in each other's patents, so they work together. So they basically got everybody hooked online. They say people that got all four shots have their own IP addresses now. So what you got was radiation poisoning. What I got was what everybody got was radiation poisoning. It wasn't a flu. It wasn't really a weapon. In like it was injected into us, it was turned on, and we got radiation poisoning.
I would have to check because I know where I was like the night before. I was over in a little town nearby at a meeting, but I don't think I have any 5G towers like right by my house. But it just it was bizarre because and I still go back to the snake venom thing, too, because I've never smoked anything in my life. And mm-hmm. I can remember I had the headache and the fever. Oh, the headache was awful.
Yeah.
And then I was not congested at all, yet my smell
right.
completely gone. And I was
right.
like, oh, wow, I've got this, you know.
Yeah.
And it was crazy. So, mine was a stomach thing too. I mean, it was bizarre. I had never experienced anything like it in my life. So, and I just stayed home and treated it myself. I've never been tested or anything. I refuse. So I was just gonna say that after I got over it, I went and had blood work done and supposedly I had all kinds of antibodies and stuff to different things, but who knows? So, interesting.
Okay. Well, what I was going to say was I don't believe in viruses. I learned through this and through Dr. Young that the viral theory is a fraud, the germ theory is a fraud. I believe in I can tell I haven't talked about this in a while. It didn't come right to me. The terrain model. It's what's going on inside
theory,
you. Yeah, the terrain model over the germ theory. It's basically everybody already eats crap, and we're already in 3G, 4G, and then you add 5G, it just pushed everybody over the brink, and we got sick. And then they said, no, it's a virus, and here's the shot for it. And in that shot was graphene oxide that connected us even more to not me, because I didn't take it, but those that took it, to the 5G. And like I said, some people, there's a documentary out there. You can find it on YouTube or one of the BitChutes or something where it shows that when people walk into the room, they don't have a cell phone on them, but their IP address comes up.
Good grief.
Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, I know there was another researcher who, I can't remember his name, and this was kind of at the beginning of it when I was getting deep into researching and trying to figure out what was going on. And
mm-hmm.
I can remember he discussed that throughout time, every time that there is an upgrade in some type of the like the technology, you know, even the minor ones. Every time there was an upgrade in some type of technology around the world, it truly affected the health in some way.
Yeah. Yeah. Like
and it was
said,
very interesting.
Our bodies weren't used to radio frequencies, but we get used to it.
Yeah.
Know?
I suppose. I think
and
we adapt.
And so the big worry is now, now that they've got everybody lined up or pumped full of graphene oxide, is they can just turn up the 5G in somebody, especially if it's a red city, if it's a conservative city, they want to get rid of some of us. They just crank that.
Yeah.
And then they'll say, oh, look, we have another outbreak. Everybody's locked up. You know, are we locked down? Wear your mask again. Go get some more shots. You know, that's the fear that they've got like half the population with this graphene oxide in them, and they can pretty much turn them off whenever they want now and blame it on whatever cold they want to or virus they want to.
Sure. And going back to the germ theory and the terrain theory, so I've had a few courses. I took electrical chemistry and A&P and a few other courses, cell biology. And, you know, we talked about both theories. And for sure the germ theory can be proven wrong because, you know, if the germ theory was correct, then my goodness, people would be sick all the time because people would be passing things around all the time. But at the same time, I'm not convinced that there isn't something that sometimes is passed, and then depending on your terrain, whether or not you react to it. Because,
well, the pathogens,
you know, there have been
pathogens. Pathogens can be, that's what malaria is. So pathogens definitely can be transferred. But
I think that's what I think.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Because, I mean, the question to ask when they have a measles party or chickenpox party isn't like, oh, how come my kid got the chickenpox? It's how come the six others didn't? You know,
right.
Well, two or three
exactly.
got the chickenpox, but six others didn't. How come they didn't? Well, maybe because they didn't have Fruit Loops up this morning and they weren't super acidic already.
Yep.
So their body was able to handle it, you know.
Yes. Yeah.
And what was his name? It's going to escape me right now. But one of the guys I was following, he had brought up how we have auras. And we walk into a room and our auras mix with each other. We're a tribe, you know, and it communicates. And it can basically like you walk by me and your aura says to my aura, hey, I'm detoxing and it's really working for me. You should detox too. So it electrically somehow sends signals out. So you didn't actually pass a germ to me that I caught. I just, my system communicated with yours and was like, yes, I need to detox now. And the reason why a lot of us do it, say, after Christmas or February, by February, is because we just went through Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and it all adds up, and now it's time to get sick. It's time to get the crap out of it.
Yeah.
So that makes sense
true.
To me.
Yeah, it's true. And we do. We all, I mean, it's, you know, the thing about how they wanted everyone to stay home. I mean, people, they just don't understand because if you do, and that's what happened. You know, so many people just stayed home, and then when they started getting out again, everybody started getting sick again. Well, it's like, duh, that's going to happen, you know, because you're out there getting exposed again to things you're not used to. And, you know, it's important to just mingle. I think it's important to, you know, not hide and to be out there and be exposed.
Oh, yeah. And psychologically what that did to people, I mean, it just it ruined
absolutely.
Them. I mean, so many people lost their jobs, their companies, their friends, their you know, everything. It was the greatest, most evil plan ever planned, and it worked.
Yeah, fear is, you know, fear is so, I mean, it can be so harmful. So they knew what they were doing. They absolutely did. So do you keep up with with David? I'm going blank.
Dr. Young?
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I'm going blank. This is crazy.
Dr. Young?
No. David. Martin. Duh. Cannot believe I forgot his last name. That's
oh,
crazy.
Dr. Martin.
Dr. David Martin, who...
Yeah, I follow. Yeah, I follow anything
okay,
that
so you know
out,
him.
Follow,
okay. Yeah.
Yes.
So it's interesting what, you know, if you follow him, all that he has shared and been keeping track of since Fauci, you know, started.
Yeah.
So it's all very interesting.
Yeah, yeah, I like him. I like Steve Kirsch. You know him?
Yes, yep.
He's not on my bandwagon yet for the virus thing. He still thinks there's a virus. But I love the fact that he'll be sitting next to somebody on a plane and they'll be wearing a mask and he goes, I'll give you $100,000 cash right now if you take that off for the whole flight. And they won't. And then he'll put it on social media.
Oh, my
you know?
Goodness.
Yeah.
I
he's,
cannot
he's
believe them. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I need to get on a flight next to him and just put a mask on and pretend.
Yeah.
I'll take it
yeah,
off.
Right? Yeah, because he's got a lot of money, so he puts his money where his mouth is, and he'll say, "I'll give you $1 million
funny.
If you'll debate me on pub, like to some of the bigger wigs," and they won't. Nobody will, because I mean he's right too, except for the virus thing. But other than that, he knows that the shots are garbage.
Yeah. Well, and it's sad because he was injured, right? Didn't he take one or did he take one or two shots?
Yeah, I think he took a couple. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I was going to ask you too, or either one of you. So, you know, I've always said I was going to do this, but I don't know what to buy. So, I want to order like a radiation meter, a detector. So
uh-huh.
Is it best to get a Geiger counter or just some sort of an EMF device?
I have one. It's a blue one. That's all I know. I saw it online, and I saw it in a video. Somebody else had it. So I have one, and it works. Like when I turn the microwave on, and if I'm anywhere on that floor, it goes off. If my cell phone rings, it goes off. So,
was it
but
super
I
expensive, or was
What's
it
that?
Like was it like was it super expensive? Was it like $30-$50, or was it more like $100-$200?
It was more like $30-$50, I think.
Okay. Well,
I definitely didn't go into the hundreds. I think you can get a good one for like $300-$400, but so I would do.
Yeah,
don't take
that much
on this one. I did what you did. I thought I want one, and I got one,
okay.
But I didn't want to spend a lot of money.
All right, good deal. Well, I know which one I'm going to order. I looked at some today, and I was like, yeah, I got to look into that. So, because I just want to start doing it, you know, and see.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, the one I got, it proves that cell phones, when they ring, you don't want them near your head.
And
you don't want a
microwave. Especially like the new smart meters, you know, that they're installing everywhere, which I wouldn't let them put one in my house. So,
you're smart, yeah.
Yeah, hopefully I won't
have to pay
for it. Put a
piece of tinfoil behind ours. I found out we had one.
And I wondered about that.
I put a tinfoil behind it. Yeah, to stop the because it's right in front of our kitchen sink, basically. So if we're standing there all day, we're getting it. So I just put tinfoil, and that blocks it.
So basically, if you put some kind of metal like
metal.
That, build a device, it will protect.
Behind
keep,
it.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's a good
in
idea.
Between you and it, that's what I put the
okay.
Between me and that is a piece of tinfoil.
I gotcha. Okay,
and I got
sense.
That cloth too. I got that cloth you can buy that stops Wi-Fi and everything, and I keep that on my lap whenever I put my laptop on my lap.
Oh, I haven't ordered that.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking
copper.
About. I've seen it.
Yeah, there's
okay.
copper and there's silver. It's I forget what they call Faraday or something. Faraday.
Faraday
yes.
cages. Yes.
Cages.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, just to be safe.
I also believe in the grounding stuff too. You know, nobody talks about that too much, but.
I do as well.
Proof, you're real good friends with the guy I know. So. And you being in the barefoot thing, I mean, I still think that is so important, the grounding.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I don't think we talk about that enough.
Sun gazing is great too.
Yeah, I don't know what to think about that one. I know about it, and I'm on the fence.
I don't do it when it's a bright sun. I just do it when it's setting. Because, I mean, you're watching the sunset anyway. Basically,
I know, that's
like
true.
I gotcha. My favorite spot is to be barefoot on a beach in the Caribbean or in Brazil watching the sunset.
Of course.
Or rise. Yeah.
Yeah.
I highly recommend it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely energy from the sand and the ocean and all that stuff. I could easily live. Yeah. Where I could have that every day.
Wow, man, it sounds like we're on the same page, man. Right on.
Yes, for sure.
Good. More and more people are waking up to it, thank God.
Yeah. Well, this, you know, this little stunt they pulled, see, this is where the truth comes out, because when those, you know, when these, I call them just evildoers or whatever, you know, when they do a stunt like this, we have something they don't have, and they're going to screw up. I mean, they're not going to ever defeat us. So when they do something like this, and finally when it does turn sour, it is going to open up, you know, it's going to bring the truth to a lot more people, because, you know, so many people have lost their loved ones, their quality of life. I mean, it just, we could go on and on with what they caused.
I really think it backfired on them. I think it's backfired on them, and we're going to shut them down.
Yeah. So, but we still need to get the medical system changed. You know, that's the part.
Yeah,
I
think that's the way we're going to shut them down, is enough people are just going to say no to the vaccines, period, like childhood vaccines included, because those are garbage, just as bad as the COVID vaccines are garbage. So a lot of people have learned. Because something happened that was great when they stopped going to their visits, their childhood visits. SIDS dropped off. No more sudden infant death syndrome because they weren't getting shots anymore. Duh, there's your proof right there. Autism dropped. Everything dropped. Everything dropped because people stopped going to the doctor. And enough people learned about that, and they're telling their neighbors and they're telling their friends. And I think, you know, praying anyway.
Absolutely.
That enough of us have... We're going to make that shift. There's supposed to be that limit. You know, I forget what it's called, the 99 monkeys or something, 101 monkeys. Like when you get one, it takes a certain amount of people. It's not half. It's not even half, but there's a certain amount.
Yeah.
Once it hits, then we all get it. It changes in our brain. Like we suddenly know.
Yeah.
You know, I think it came about. Did you hear that about the 101 monkeys? How originally the
settlers. I think I know what you're talking about, but yeah, I don't have the exact wording.
Yeah, basically they were tossing mango to the monkeys when their ship came into the island, and the monkey. So one monkey took the mango from the sand and washed it off and ate it without the sand, and it taught its brother and its sister the same thing, and the next monkey family are doing it. Then the whole island is the monkeys are washing their mango before they eat it, when it's, you know, you normally they would eat it with the sand on it. And then all of a sudden one monkey would get on a ship and end up on another island and start teaching those monkeys. Next thing you know, a bunch of islands have a bunch of monkeys washing their food, and it got to a certain point where all the monkeys in the world that even never learned it, they didn't see it, they just started washing their food on the other side of the earth, because enough monkeys learned about it. So if something will trigger in our brains or whatever, in our circuitry, because we're all electrical, and it's a spirit, we're spirit too, we're not just physical.
Absolutely.
So that's what I'm hoping happens. enough of us just say, oh, we're not going to the doctor anymore. Maybe my personal trainer knows something. Maybe my chiropractor knows something.
Yeah.
Because we're the ones that know. I'm a personal trainer, and I helps way more people cure themselves of cancer than any oncologist has.
Yeah.
So, well, on that note, I should probably run. I got some things I got to do before the evening is over. But thank you for letting me call in again. We needed to catch up.
Well, I commend you on what you're doing now, too.
Now you have a new
BFF
here on Freedomizer.
What's that?
I said, now you have a new BFF here on Freedomizer.
Yes, absolutely. It's really nice to meet you. And was it Chris?
Yeah, you too. It's Christina, yeah. Christina Roosman. I'll follow you on Facebook. So.
Okay,
yeah, it was
excellent.
Nice meeting
yeah.
you.
You too. And if you ever have a show like this and you need a gangster, you let me know.
We'll do it. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, you guys. And we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So I thought you would appreciate that. So I went
ahead
and talk to someone.
Yeah, it's the monkey thing. That was interesting. I don't think I had heard of that. So, but I understand. I mean, I've heard of that happening, but not that story. That was a good story. I like that.
Yeah.
That analogy. That was good. But
well, now it's Christina time, I guess. I know you usually have some conversations where you really want to get in here.
I wish we could play some of those clips from last week. I still would love that. Did you, I did notice there's a Tennessee bill, HB 1894. Have you heard about it?
No.
So this bill will require, you know how they've been talking about putting the gene therapies in the food. So this bill, Tennessee has.
I know about that.
And I thought that's awesome. So they voted. It was like almost a landslide to where they voted to where anyone, you know, any food or anything that has these gene therapies in it, that it's going to have to be labeled as such. And I thought, wow. That's great. Now if we can just get the rest of the country to do it.
Well, if a few other states do it, then other states will catch on, because it wouldn't be worth it for them to have two different kinds of food.
Yeah, very true. Very true. I you know, Ian, what he's doing now with the autistic children, people, who knows, he may be working with adults too, which, you know, that's the scary part when we stop and think about it, because there are so many out there now. What is it, like one in 50, I think, now that have autism? Now, I don't know if that's the severe autism, but, you know, like he said, he has to keep them from hurting themselves and others. And that's the scary part, because these kids with autism, they become adults. And it's like, how are we going to, you know, how are all of them going to be taken care of? I mean, it's truly it takes a special kind of person to do that in the first place, to help take care of them. But it just is very troubling. Not something we can dwell on. That's for sure. So I noticed, I forgot to ask him how long ago he interviewed Dr. Robert Young. Because I know, do you know who Robert Young is? The PH guy?
Just for you.
Oh, okay. He was the one, I think I told you years ago, they even tried to prosecute him, and they might have even thrown him in jail, if I remember right. for trying to help people. He was like testing blood and showing them, you know, the healthy blood and the alkalinity of it and stuff. And I mean, it was back when they were prosecuting anyone that tried to bring up an alternative, you know, to the current system. So, but no, Dr. Robert Young is, he's really good, but I still don't know though, you know, he's got on his, and maybe it's good, but like if you go to his, he has a website where he sells his products, and I guess it's freeze-dried, different freeze-dried fruits and vegetables and stuff. And I still, I guess that's okay, but I still think everyone should try to get that stuff from the food source. Because, I mean, they're expensive. I was like, holy cow. I think they're like, most of them are $50, $60 a jug. But it might be a bunch of it, too. I didn't really look at the, like, how much was there. So, but anyway, what else was I going to talk about? Hold on. If I can get there. I probably closed. Did I close it? Yeah, I think I closed it. I need to open that up again. Jeez. Okay, where was it? It was something about, I was noticing judge expands gag order against Trump in the New York hush money case. This gets
That's
so
just ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
They're just holding out so hard for hope on that.
I mean, my gosh. And then who was it saying that Trump had been inciting or like encouraging violence and stuff. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me, because the one woman that absolutely encouraged violence was that Maxine Waters. Is she still
active?
I mean, is
she
still
active? Yes, she's still active.
Yes. Honestly. How can she say what she said and still be active? I mean, at the least, she should have been removed.
Well, she's a Democrat, so it's okay.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
Democrat privilege.
And did you see that Biden is trying to say that, you know, he's been getting all the criticism about Easter?
Yeah, right.
See where he's trying to say that, I didn't do that. I didn't. I'm like, really?
You didn't do that.
Really? Oh, wow.
He's going to blame it on Trump now?
Yeah, he said, it's right here, the story. I didn't do that. Biden responds to criticism for proclaiming Easter Sunday Transgender Visibility Day.
Well, who's the one that went up to the podium and said it's Transgender Day? I don't think Trump did that.
No, exactly. I mean, it's just, let's see, when asked about House Speaker Mike Johnson's criticism of the proclamation, the president replied that he's thoroughly uninformed. What? Let's see. It said the president's responses came during the annual White House Easter egg roll he hosted along with the First Lady. Ah, okay. Which felony sent as transgender. So at least Speaker Johnson called it outrageous.
Yeah.
Let's see. Has betrayed the central tenet of Easter. Yeah, well, I mean, what do people expect? Like I've always said, I'm like, the devil's in the White House now, you know? What do you expect, basically? So it was funny. I wasn't going to bring it up, but one of the other points when I was listening to some of Ian's videos, he was talking about the Rh negative factor, you know?
Right.
And which I don't agree with him, because I'm actually Rh negative. And I think, and I've researched it a little bit. There's not a whole lot, you know, but you can find on it. But I do know that I feel that the Rh negative is proof that, you know, we did basically, that God did create us. It's proof that we didn't come from the rhesus monkey, you know? So.
Well, I never bought into that anyway.
Yeah. And yeah, because when you think about it, it's like, you know, Dr. David Martin goes into this. He's like, you know, people, we all have to understand that just any word, you know, it's like, who came up with that word? Who came up with that meaning? And it's like, you know, so this Rh negative thing, I mean, I understand that they're finding like commonalities within, I guess, the monkeys and the humans, you know, there's certain characteristics, but yeah, but I'm like, I mean, I guess the fact that they do say that, you know, the women back in the day when they didn't have the Rogam shot, that their babies, you know, when they would get pregnant, the first child was okay, but then the children after that, they would miscarriage. So, and I still don't even, you know, I think there's been some more research on that as well, but it's just, I don't know. I think we try to make some of this stuff up just to have something to talk about. At times. But,
I wish that was the case.
Yeah, so. Oh, did you hear that there was the first case of the bird flu, supposedly, that went from animals to human? I think, was it today, actually, they reported that? I think it was in Colorado. I was like, oh, boy.
I don't know how believable that is.
I know. Yeah, they're always trying to scare us with something.
Yeah. I just think it's fear porn, that's all.
Yeah. So how was your holiday? Everything okay?
It rained a lot on Saturday. We went out
to visit
some members of Barefoot is Legal in Utah, and we got rained out.
Oh, so I think I did hear that. So out west, you guys are getting hammered pretty hard with rain again?
Just Saturday.
Okay. So is it still raining in California or no?
No, probably. I didn't pay attention.
Oh, okay. Okay.
California gets whatever they get. I don't really care about California.
Right.
They earn all of whatever they get.
This is very true. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting what he said about the producers and stuff, you know, that he didn't sell a show, which is great. But there's a lot about all that stuff coming out now. Isn't there a movie out right now that people can watch about that?
Well, there was Surviving R. Kelly a few years ago. Now there's a movie that's supposed to be coming out soon called Surviving Diddy.
Oh, no, there's something else right now that's playing, and it's showing all that.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh,
I don't have a smell of it.
Telling me about it. Yeah, it was. She was telling me that it's awful. It was about all the, you know, these child stars like Britney Spears and a bunch of back in that time.
Right.
It was talking about how all of them got all messed up. The one guy who was basically making them, all of them, sleep with him, and they're now questioning Britney Spears' little sister that, you know, she knew, remember she got pregnant. Well, I don't know if you if you don't watch TV.
Right, yeah,
don't.
Jamie Lynn Spears.
She got pregnant.
Right. Yeah, my kids watched her TV show.
Okay, so a lot of that coming out about who's responsible. It's like, who would want their child in show business? I mean, it's crazy. And that's one thing my daughter was talking about. She was like, you know, the parents that allow it to happen are just idiots. I mean, who wants their child to be famous that bad?
Yeah, but a lot of them might not even know, to be honest. It's not like they're going to tell the parents. The kids are told, don't say anything or you're going to lose your contract. Then I'm not saying it's all the parents' fault. That's all I'm saying.
Well, yeah, I guess, but I don't know.
If the parents know about it and they still do it, then that I understand.
Well, you know,
that's where
I would
draw the line.
Yeah, I mean, I even remember the documentary about the kid about Michael Jackson. You know, it's like, I don't care who you are. You're an adult, and my young child is not going to be left to stay with you alone for a long period.
I'm on the fence with that. I'm on the fence with Michael Jackson. I don't know one way or the other.
Yeah. I don't know, though. It was just weird that the parents would leave their child there. So I'm sorry, but I am going to blame them, the parents, on that one too. Because I don't care who they are, how famous they. Being famous doesn't make you, you know, a person who's not going to harm or make you a good person. I mean, it's just crazy what people. You know, how they judge people. It's insane. So we've been, kids and I have been looking at trying to find out, you know, we try to go to Florida every year, drive down to the 30A area, and holy cow. I mean, these house rentals are just outrageous right now.
Oh, what are you running into?
So my daughter, you know, we all rented a house in September of 21.
Right.
We all, and we paid, this was a five-bedroom big house. I had a little pool and everything. I think we paid about $5,000 to $6,000 for the whole house, and everybody split it. You know, there were several of us in it. And that same house right now is like $14,000-$15,000. I mean, it's insane. So, but when you look at the breakdown of everything, you've got these, I don't know what, I mean, the cleaning fees now are enormous. Granted, I mean, when you've got a house that big, you know, you're going to have to pay whoever's cleaning it. They do deserve a lot of money because they've got to clean that whole house. But then there's also these booking fees and all these other things. And I think probably a lot of it has to do with the insurance is going up and the taxes, most likely.
Well, but they can get the money, so they'll only charge what they can get.
That's true. And it is. I mean, it's crazy because when you look, there are very few houses to rent. I mean, it's crazy. They really book up. So like you said, you know, they know they're going to get it. Speaking of Florida, DeSantis, which I know you're not a huge fan of. But
I don't care one way or the other. I don't hate the guy.
What was it? Yeah. What was it he banned? And then he also, I just saw it. DeSantis. passes. Trying to think what it was. That was the Second Amendment rights. That wasn't what it was. Thought it was something about kids. Darn it. I should have written it down. Oh, well. All right, and have you been hearing about gold? Metal prices?
Yeah, it was up at record highs.
Holy cow. Yeah, $2,250. Never been that high. So I hope silver follows.
I know, because I have a lot of silver myself.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Yeah, I was checking today. I was wondering if I was thinking pennies made out of copper. I'm wondering, is a copper penny worth more than, is the copper in the penny worth more than the cent?
But, I think it's worth about 3 cents. So any pennies that are 1991 and earlier, I have a different jar for them.
So it's 1991. I didn't look that up. That's what I was trying to figure out.
1981.
Okay, so a penny earlier than 1981 has more copper in it.
Yes.
Okay. I'll have to remember that. I'm going to write that down, 1981. That's crazy because now I'm going to have to go through and separate all mine. Oh, geez. Oh, well. We'll just have to get it done. Oh, my gosh. Did you see the thing about, I guess it was in Mexico, that, horrible video of, but I guess the woman sort of deserved it. There was some type of a couple in Mexico who had a daughter and her friend, they like kidnapped her. And, like, brutally, like, they, like, killed her or something. You know, beat her to death, stomped her. And so the law wouldn't do it. The law wouldn't do anything about it. So they went and found this couple, the people. And there was a crowd there. And, I mean, it was awful. They just, they were, like, killing her right in front of, right out in public. Beating her to death, and I was like, you've got to be kidding me. I couldn't watch it all. I'm like, this is just not right. I mean, I understand, you know, when the law fails to protect innocent people, and that this was the case where the people said, oh, no, you know, you're not going to take care of it. We are.
Hmm.
I don't know exactly, like, what happened, but I was just shocked. Absolutely shocked. So did we talk about, you the one that sent me. So RFK Jr.'s vice president nominee, or
yes. I thought we talked about that last week.
I don't know if we talked about it. I know you sent me the information.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm definitely not interested.
Very, very interesting, that's for sure. So,
yeah, so that's a huge no for me.
I don't know. I don't know what to think.
Someone that's funded by George Soros. Yeah, I'm good.
Well, now, is that what it was? Is she funded or was it?
She gets funded and she funds. So she's a billionaire in her own right.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know she was that wealthy.
Well, that's why I believe that is why RFK took her, because he can help, or she can help him get funded onto the ballot access.
Ah, she's got the money. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. So this is kind of interesting. I haven't read this yet, but on Natural News, he said, today I asked our AI language model, Neo, about which phytonutrients or phytochemicals can block the spike protein related to SARS-CoV-2. Okay, interesting.
And then what happened?
Wonder what that's what I'm trying to find out here, what it came up with. Let's see. Here's what it answered. There are several phytonutrients and phytochemicals that have been shown to potentially block the spike protein of SARS-CoV-2. They include quercetin, interesting, which quercetin can be found in many plants, onions, apples, berries, grapes, and tea. So it's an antioxidant with anti-inflammatory and antiviral properties. It said quercetin can inhibit the replication of SARS-CoV-2 in vitro. And resveratrol, found in grapes, peanuts, berries, and red wine, it can inhibit the replication as well. Curcumin, and it can inhibit it. Interesting. Oh, apigenin? I don't know what this is. A-P-I-G-E-N-I-N?
Never heard of it.
It sounds... Me neither. It's a flavin found in parsley, celery, chamomile, and citrus. Huh. And then there's a camphorol, K-A-E-M-P-F-E-R-O-L. That's in broccoli, kale, strawberries, and tea. Luteolin. All these are all in plant foods. Maricetin, grapes, berries, tea. Interesting. Tea's been in three of them. Rutin, which they have it in buckwheat, citrus roots, and peppers. I thought rutin was in asparagus. I thought asparagus was a good source for that. Genistein, soybeans, chickpeas, cerealia, and EGCG, which I had heard of that one. That's the thing found in green tea.
Mm-hmm.
So do we still have any of those clips from last week or no?
Yes. What's up?
Do you have Broccoli Man?
Of course I do.
Okay. That's what I'm thinking. Wait a minute. All right. Let's see. I got to get that ready.
Well, you want to do it now? We can do it now.
Well, I just wanted to make sure I have it pulled up because I always have ads at the beginning of my... Oh, no. Tonight it doesn't. Interesting.
Okay, I'll pull it up then.
Okay.
All right, I have to refresh my screen here. Yeah, so the millennials are really starting to not like Jamar anymore.
It's not conforming.
No. All right, so in this one, have you seen this one yet?
No, I haven't.
All right. So this one's called Jamar Ponders His Future. Do you need it or do you have it up already?
I've got it up.
Okay.
I've got it up.
All right, so this one here, Jamar's weighing his options on what he wants to do for his future here. So... I'll go ahead and count down.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, action.
Yeah.
I was thinking today about some job offers I have been getting after this semester. Delaware University at Moon Beach offered me to come for doctorate studies with some scholarship money player. Or I could work for fake news as an intern. But I don't know, B. I don't know if I want to work in fake news anymore.
You really should have went to Fordham University at California Kernville last year. FUCK was an awesome school. You done did mess up. All you would have had to do was get all your gene therapies and you would have had it made.
But the people at the fake news said I could get a job. But if I really want to make it in the industry, I have to do what they say. Kinda like how P. Diddy made all those new rappers do extra freaky dicky stuff to him. I'm not all about that, B. I am not doing all kinds of sexual stuff to managers just to get the best jobs, B.
Hey, Jamar. It is just how we all are now. Everyone is trans these days. You're too cisgendered and Republican now to understand that is how the world works. Once you start pleasing trans, you will see how loving and liberal it is.
I just want to work hard at what I do and do things the right way, Holmes. I have met game and come with skills.
Jamar, people also will not hire you because you are too white. All the good jobs are hiring black Democrats like me.
You need to carry a mirror, B. You need to see that you are not black. You are as white as vanilla ice.
You take that back right now, Jamar. And you best be putting a scab on that face. You're just upset I am more black than you.
Dude, will you stop already with this you are black stuff? I'm black and Puerto Rican. Your parents and grandparents and everyone in your family is white.
Yes, but we all vote Democrat. Oh no, it's that broccoli dude again. He says too many racist ish against us black people in the AIDS when I am trying to get pregnant with my birthing partner. This dude has zero riz.
Look, V, if I have to suck someone's ice cream gulgish to get a job, it is not worth it. I do not lick kumquat for money.
You need to do what they say to make it, Jamar. When I got my trans stipend, I had to suck the person's ice cream gold pack, their fudge, and put a urine sample in their belly button. Now I get $20,000 every month as long as I'm trans. They sometimes have to come knock on my door and request me to do stuff to them, but dude, I make fat stacks.
That's good on you, player, but I don't bounce like that, B.
Hey, Jamar. I know you follow RFK Jr. Did you like the vice president pick he made?
Actually, no. I like that they are both against mandatory gene therapies. But I do not like anything George Soros doesn't. There is a lot of George Soros money in her.
We learned in Communism 101 class last week that George Soros is one of this century's greatest philanthropists. He donates a lot of wealth around the world for great causes.
I don't think being a pimp for communism and a one world government is a great cause for me. Hard pass.
But Jamar, we need communism. Without communism, Trump would be his president. Trump does not want a one world government. He also does not want to force everyone to get the Lysenko freedom microchips.
Mike, if you love communism so much, why are you not packing your U-Haul and driving to Cuba? You would be much happier there wallowing in your communism there.
You're just too old, too white, and too Republican to understand how great communism is done. I don't like driving U-Hauls. They burn up too much gas and pollute the air.
Oh, my mistake. You can take a Tesla to drive to Cuba.
It looks like I am finna vote for Trump. I just think he can do something about these illegals. He also is best to stop all the wars and clean up all the crimes going on all in the big cities.
You take that back right now, Jamar. Trump is a white Republican.
Well, Brandon is a white Democrat.
Yes, but Brandon changed Easter to Transgender Day. That is very important to us trans people.
But what about how there is tons of crime now?
You know what is the worst crime of all time? Mean tweets.
But dude, him and his son took a bunch of money from the Ukraine and China. He is getting paid big bucks too to let all the illegals in here.
You don't understand. That's not as bad as Trump. Trump questioned the 2020 election. Plus, branding put tampons in the men's rooms. And by the way, you are such a bigot. Those are not illegals. They are undocumented friends of America.
Inflation is out of control and we will not be able to afford houses, B.
You know what else we cannot afford, Jamar? January 6th. You know what else we cannot afford? Systemic whiteness and people having religion. It is people that have a religion that is ruining our opportunity to have one world government.
When Brandon brings a bucket of fried chicken to a black people's house, that is offensive, player.
You know what the most offensive thing Trump ever did? He made the lowest unemployment rate among black people ever. Maybe some of us don't feel like working. We just want to be as left alone to do nothing and collect our money for leasing trans and black. Ash trans black people are happy with our stipends. He will take them away and tell us to work.
So Mike, whatever happened to the black person stipend you said you were trying to get? Did you finally get that started? What happened? Was there a problem with your black stipend paperwork?
You look here, you something ducker. You need to leave me alone about the state denying my right to get a black people's stipend. They are just too afraid I'm going to take too much money from them. I'm going to go to court to get my fat tax for being black.
I can't wait to hear about that.
Stopping something ducker.
That's what I thought.
I told them I am willing to suck everyone's ice cream cones, lick kumquats, pack and eat all the fudge, drink the lemonade. I don't care what they want me to do to get my stipend. That's $5 million a year. Malik gets that ish. I want that ish also.
How about another way to get money? Get a job.
I would do anything for fat tax. But I won't do that. F. I just don't think you understand how important it is to be as a trans. It's too bad you have such hate for me because I'm trying to get pregnant.
Mike, all I am saying is, find me just one man in the world who got pregnant and had a baby with the parts they were born with.
Make seven up yours. You are just upset that the Easter bunnies will now be replaced by popping cherries.
Hey everyone. Please do not let your kids go to Southern Hampshire Institute and Technology, that is where they get woke and go broke.
You take that back. SHIT is a great school.
Anyway. You need to keep up with all the news that matters. Check out the Proof Negative Radio Show. Proof is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Proof tells you about all that the globalists are doing to us. You need to get educated. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. There are other great shows on Freedomizer, just check the schedule. Proof has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and all the news you need to stay up on. Freedomizerradio.com.
I would never listen to Proof Negative. He said Michael Robinson Obama should be arrested for mail fraud. He also said he will never wear a dress or do any perverted stuff for money. Proof is definitely not woke and is too cisgendered. Whatever Broccoli Dude says, you know it is not Geolobalist approved.
All right, I hope that was all right.
Yeah, that was a good one. I like that. So it's true. People are finally, you know, they're sick of, I mean, seriously, I don't know what they thought they were going to do with these wars. Did they really think people would be fan of wars? Idiots.
I think so.
They just are so out of touch. But I finally, the thing with DeSantis was, you know, I've been hearing a bunch of stuff about the squatters in California. It's like basically they're allowing squatters to take over people's properties. I mean, it's crazy.
And but Ron DeSantis just signed a new law effectively ending squatters' rights in Florida. So I think that's good. Good. Because isn't that what's going on in California? I've been hearing a lot of people talk about how easy it is.
Well, mostly New York, but yeah.
Oh, yes, New York too. I did hear that. So,
can you imagine that a city will tell the homeowner that it's your fault?
Yeah, no, not at all. I mean, that's just the insanity in both of those states. And, you know, but what do you expect? I guess they can only, you got to look at what's running them. I mean, Newsom truly is just I can't stomach him at all. I don't know how anybody can. I guess they're just so unconscious that they don't get it. They can't see who he is. I mean, he's the perfect, I guess he's the perfect governor for the fake state. You know what I mean? I guess they should have a governor like that. Oh, goodness. So,
I had, I'm just looking for it real quick.
Oh, okay. Did you hear that the Iranian, that they killed, that Israel killed, was it two?
Yeah, I was looking for that story.
Yeah, so Iranian officials accuse Israel of a deadly attack on Iran's consulate in Syria. It says Iran said Monday that Israel killed two of its generals and several others in an airstrike on the Iranian consulate in the Syrian capital, Damascus. So it says at least seven members of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps elite overseas wing known as, I don't know how to say this, QUDS force.
Quids?
Were killed. What? How do you say that?
Quids?
Quids? I don't know. QUDS. There's no I. It's just QUDS. Mm-hmm. Were killed when Israeli F-35 struck the building with six rockets, almost entirely demolishing it. Wow. So it leveled the Iranian embassy.
I think they're trying to have World War III.
Holy cow. Wow. So Iranian media identified the top military advisor killed in Monday's airstrike, Brigadier General Mohammad Reza Zahidi. Wow. Also, his deputy and five others. It says Zahidi would be the most senior Iranian commander known to have been assassinated since the war in Gaza began. He was Iran's main go-between with the Lebanese-based armed group Hezbollah, which has been fighting Israel across the Lebanese-Israeli border and which is also supported by Tehran. He was in his 60s and was the commander of the elite Iranian force during the Iran-Iraq war that lasted through much of the 80s. Oh, boy. Yeah, it says Foreign Ministry spokesman Nasir Kanani said Monday's attack was a gross violation of international conventions. He vowed Iran would take necessary action. Here we go.
Hmm.
Oh, boy. I mean, honestly. And who, what was it? Did the Pope just, what, demanded, do they think that's going to work? Honestly? boy. Israel launched an invasion of Gaza in response to that attack, which has killed more than 32. Ugh. Yeah, well, you know, this is just all crazy. I mean, we don't know. I just say they're both to blame. I don't know. They're both to blame. It's the leaders of all these flipping countries that are to blame. You know,
their countries are so broke that they're so desperate to keep their power that they'd rather start a war and rule over rubble than to lift everybody up.
Yeah, to lose their power. Yeah. Yeah. Ugh.
And for what?
Yeah, exactly.
Just like Bruce Springsteen and other people sang. I forget who sang it originally. But war, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Say it again.
Yeah, no, I have a tie-dyed, a big tie-dyed tapestry. And I forget exactly what it says. It's like war is good for no one, especially children. So... maddening. Absolutely maddening. Okay. I'm looking at what you sent me.
I sent you an article. Yeah, go ahead. I sent you an article about the mayor of St. Louis.
Oh, boy. That ought to be good.
So if a store robs you, it's your fault, and you need to get arrested. I mean, if you rob a store, the store management needs to get arrested for not doing anything about it.
Yeah. Well, so I was just in St. Louis. I've been there since last Tuesday. I just got back today. I can tell you that the people running St. Louis, especially the city, it's awful. I mean, the roads they're awful. My tires are okay because they're not like the roads are cracked. There's holes. And it's like where they've had to replace things. They dig into the concrete and then they just put a big metal plate over the top of it. And, you know, you've got to drive over this stuff. These are just, when you're in St. Louis in the city, you know, it's not like in the country, you can't get off the road. So, no, St. Louis City is a mess. Oh, it's exactly why I will not put a business in St. Louis City. I mean, I sure hope that that people start waking up there and start changing the government in St. Louis City. It needs to be they need a clean house. I mean, it is ran by the worst people in the world. St. Louis previously had one of the highest homicide rates in the country. Repeat offenders are let out of confined bathrooms. Jeez. Have failed, yeah. Oh, boy. So what is she going to do? She's going to hold them accountable for violent crime outside their establishments? What does she mean? Hold local business account for violent crime outside their establishments. Is she meaning that if something bad happens outside their business that they know nothing about, if it's on their property, is that what she's meaning? She's going to hold them accountable?
Yeah, so if a crime happens on your property, it's your fault.
Oh, boy. You know what somebody needs to do? Well, no, they don't. I mean, I'm not promoting crime. I'm not encouraging crime. But they need to go on outside her, the premises of wherever she works. Start with her. See, her comments came while attending a meeting of the Black Mayors Coalition on Crime. The group, launched this week by Memphis, Tennessee Mayor Paul Young, aims to harness the collective power of Black mayors across the nation to fight crime. Yeah, they're doing such a wonderful job. Such a wonderful job. I guess that's why all the cities with, I guess I need to be careful here. But it sure doesn't seem like they're getting any better. Seems like crime is getting much worse. Goodness. So how can we? That is just crazy. We have a lot of violence around convenience stores and gas stations, Jones said of St. Louis. So how can we hold those business owners accountable? Wow. And also bring down the crime. I mean...
So I guess if we shut down all the stores and fine people that have business licenses, then that's going to stop the crime rate.
You know, since COVID didn't shut them all down, I guess this is the next step. I'm going to try to close more small businesses in this manner.
Right.
Okay. Her statement comes as the area is currently embroiled. Embroiled? That doesn't seem right. In controversy following the brutal attack of the 15-year-old girl, Kaylee Game, could be seen on video convulsing. Yes. Yeah, I watched it. I watched her head being slammed against the pavement. Mm-hmm. So this poor young girl, did you see it circulating, her and the mother?
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
So obviously she's come to, but she can't walk by herself. You know, she's not okay. And let's see, coming from the billionaire Pershing Square, okay, Ackman. But anyway, what was it? Oh, the gal that's responsible for this. She said that basically she was defending herself. I'm like, you are an idiot. And she needs to be thrown in jail, and they need to throw away the key. I mean, I'm sorry. Somebody like that, they need to be behind bars. But she was bragging about it. Did you see that part? She went on, I don't remember.
Yes. Which,
yeah. Well, I
yeah, there's
it
no remorse
media.
There. Yeah.
I mean, what the heck? So, I mean, she's got to be, she needs to be tried as an adult. And like I said, I mean, the proof is there. That girl did nothing to deserve that. You know, we all watched that video. That's just crazy. So, but my goodness, I mean, it's just getting ridiculous, but this is what Biden has brought in. He's put all this junk in these people's heads. You know, he has ignited this race thing, which, I'm sorry, it didn't exist. It wasn't that bad. There are idiots out there. There is racism out there. And I don't care what you do. Unfortunately, it's always going to be there a little bit because it starts at home. And, I mean, you know, these people, Biden and this administration, is doing everything they can to cause more division. Between
because they can't wait to come in like Captain Save-A-Ho and totally get rid of they want to blame capitalism for every single thing that's ever happened.
Yeah.
So the only way to fix it is if they treat us somewhere like a cross between North Korea and Cuba. Then we'll be okay.
Yeah. It's just so out of hand. And then I was trying to figure out, so I saw a post on one of the social medias. It showed this humongous, like, crowd of, it was just all police officers in their uniforms going to someone's, I guess, funeral. A fellow police officer. Do you know what that was about?
You talking about the one that Trump went to?
I don't know. I just remember seeing, I don't remember if it was on Twitter or what, but it was just like this river of police officers.
Yeah.
So who was that? I guess I don't know who was killed.
So a police officer last week was killed by an illegal in New York City. So Trump went to the funeral, and Clinton, Barry Satoru, and his husband, Michael Robinson Obama, who's a nice lady, and Brandon all went to the Lizzo big Democrat donor event, and they raised $25 million. And they're openly bragging about how dumb Trump was to go to a policeman's funeral.
Oh, wow. Ugh. Unbelievable.
So they pick their sides. So they go to an illegal's funeral. They would have no problem going to George Floyd's funeral. But don't dare go to a cop funeral. That'll get you laughed at.
Good grief. Well, and here's a statement that it's so true, saying that even RFK Jr. argues that Biden is a bigger threat to democracy than Trump. That's interesting. Good to hear. Oh, my gosh. Who the heck is that?
Let me show you this article here.
Oh. Wow. My goodness.
So, Brandon is flanked by two alleged witnesses at January 6th. And they're trashing Trump for going to the funeral of the police officer.
Wow, that's gonna backfire on them.
I would hope so, but at this point, if people don't know who they're voting for by now, I feel sorry for them.
Wow, is Rizzo? Is that big black girl that wears the hideous costumes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. I thought I saw something about that she's going to quit.
So $100,000 got you a photo with Lizzo. It got you a photo with Brandon Clinton, Barry Satoru, and photographer Amy Leibovitz.
Wow. My goodness, that poor, I mean, what is wrong with everybody? This little baby, he no longer has a father. I mean, what is wrong with people?
He's the wrong skin color.
Oh, my gosh.
And the fact that the cop votes Republican, so it's okay.
Unbelievable.
Remember a couple years ago when they said that when there was what was it? There was one guy, a black guy, that shut up four police officers, and they said it was because of systemic white racism. But I hope that people aren't falling for it. But they did raise $25 million in New York City, and they're bragging that that's more important than going to visit a policeman's funeral.
The mentality. That is the mentality.
Yeah, well, the mentality of the people going to that Lizzo thing was, well, at that funeral, who was performing there? That's their mentality. Oh, you didn't have a singer? Well, we had Lizzo. And it's not even about the context.
Yeah, that's just disgusting. I refuse. I have no respect for our current administration. None whatsoever.
Don't worry, they have no respect for anyone either.
Yeah, exactly. This is true.
So you don't have to worry about you don't have to worry about feeling bad for it.
Ugh.
Do you know any, are you still considering voting for RFK Jr.?
I mean, I'm not decided yet. I definitely am. It just, I've got to just watch everything and see. Are they going to have debates?
Who knows? Probably not. If Brandon's getting beat everywhere, he's not going to have a debate.
I'd sure like to hear one.
Yeah, well,
I'd like to see how
the Democrat
Trump
won't want to hear it because they know better.
Yeah. Boy, they did demolish the embassy. Holy cow. Wow. And obviously that's because, I guess, Gaza is being controlled by Iran, correct, basically?
Well, I don't know if you call it being controlled by Iran. Well, they're controlled by religious sects that are, maybe they're loosely related to Iran, but just because they're Muslim doesn't mean they're from Iran.
Well, that's true. But I have heard that they, it says, Syrian Lebanon, for Iranian militias there and for ties with Hezbollah. Oh, boy. I mean, this is just, this is not good. Not at all. It's like, it just more and more of this stuff keeps happening to where it's like they're trying to drag, like you said, they're trying to get World War III started. Trying to drag a whole lot more people.
Well, and also they're trying, maybe they're trying hard to, to make Israel look like the bad person.
Well, that could be too. That could be too. Did Israel take credit for it?
That I haven't seen yet.
So, Yeah, I mean, I know how they play those games. I remember watching on Apple TV, they ran a series called Tehran.
Okay.
And... man, you don't know who to trust in Iran or Israel. It was crazy because they're both, you know, infiltrated with people. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Spies and stuff. So you don't, I was just like, good grief. So that's why I say,
did Israel take credit? Because, you know, they like showed in that series, it's like they could have, Iran could have actually, yeah, killed their own people to make it look like Israel. That's just how they are. So, it's crazy. Let's see. Let me get up here. Oop.
Well, I have a Benny Johnson I want to play.
Oh, okay.
So, this one here, he says that there's a shock to the world, although this hasn't been announced yet officially, but I felt like playing it. Maybe it's April Fool's. I don't know, but I'm going to play it. All right. It's going.
Okay.
Come on.
How do you keep getting back in?
What's up, guys? Boy, Benny, I know the feds raided Mar-a-Lago, but I don't think it had anything to do with Donald Trump's documents. I think it had everything to do with them trying to find the Fountain of Youth. Who wouldn't want to find the Fountain of Youth? Or the Fountain of Height? Look at Barron Trump and Donald Trump. This is not a Photoshop. This is Barron Trump and Donald Trump. Donald Trump is edging towards 80 years old. Dude has never looked better. Barron Trump is edging near starting center position for the New York Knicks. 6'7". Barron Trump. 6'7" Barron Trump towers over his mother Melania, looks angelic in White House Easter brunch Mar-a-Lago. Barron Trump being a total and complete alpha, walking through Mar-a-Lago and giving the old thumbs up. Look at this. This went viral over the weekend. You can see Barron here in the yellow tie, stunning Melania with her father, Barron Trump, giving the alpha thumbs up as he and Melania walk by. The headlines are quite interesting, by the way, from all of this. Dave Portnoy saying, Barron Trump out here just being a sharp dresser, 6'7 monster. A lot of people saying, hey, hope your sons grow up to be like Barron Trump and not crackhead Hunter Biden. Barron Trump towers over mum Melania. Barron Trump has been towering for a while. Barron Trump totally capable of putting the angel on the Christmas tree here without a stepladder. That is no doubt. So this is obviously why the feds raided Mar-a-Lago, to find the Fountain of Height, the Fountain of Youth. Look at Trump. Look at Trump. Look at the dude. The dude's near 80. Has the weight of the world on him. And he's straight up, he's morphing into the Giga Chad meme of himself. He is becoming. He is returning. He is holding. Look at this, Kobe Covington, UFC fighter. Trump, man. Look at him go. So Donald Trump bringing the energy, bringing the fighters to Mar-a-Lago, and also making quite a bit of news this weekend. So Donald Trump had a wild weekend at Mar-a-Lago, not just you meeting UFC fighters, but meeting other fighters, fighters that we really like on this program. And the reason I started off with this clip of Barron Trump is because there's actually an Easter egg in this clip. Here, ladies and gentlemen, you can see right there. You can barely see it, but you can see the man in the red tie. The guy in the red tie is Doug Burgum. He's the governor of North Dakota. You can see him walking kind of like very auspiciously behind Barron Trump and Melania, who, of course, get the limelight. But that's Doug Burgum and his wife. He's the governor of North Dakota, and he's rumored to potentially be on Donald Trump's shortlist for vice president or a cabinet position or chief of staff. So Donald Trump putting a team together, as it were. Also at Mar-a-Lago, Vivek Ramaswamy, who, of course, many view as a favorite for the VP position. Vivek Ramaswamy was at Mar-a-Lago receiving an award, and Donald Trump got a chance to chat with him from the stage. What did Donald Trump say? Let's have a listen. We've got to win. This was the event that Vivek was speaking at Vivek was getting a award from General Flynn, giving an impassioned speech at the America's Future Gala, sold out. So what does this mean? We've got to win. I mean, that's the sort of the internet's all a-chattering. We've got to win. Vivek had recently said that he looks forward to debating Kamala Harris. Vivek, very much a team fight, a team player, fighter, big time ally and advocate of Donald Trump. I want a fighter, says Don Jr., lobbying Dad to pick one of these possible running mates. Don Jr. has said that he wants Tucker Carlson or J.D. Vance, potentially, but also name-dropped Vivek. It's quite interesting, ladies and gentlemen. They want fighters. Vivek Ramaswamy has recently been asked about this and said that I'm going to support whatever decision he makes. Speaking of Donald Trump, success is unifying. That's our message. Success is our vengeance. Response here.
Vivek, which party, the Republican or Democratic Party, is more united right now?
I think at this moment, undoubtedly, it's the Republican Party. But even beyond that, Jesse, we have a country that's united even outside of the traditional Republican Party. America First includes all Americans. I've traveled to inner cities. I was just in Michigan, from auto workers to the inner city, from people in rural communities to suburban. You have to think Americans have their heads stuck in the sand if they haven't noticed that we don't have a southern border right now, that we actually have a wave of crime across cities in this country, that prices have gone up, that interest rates have gone up, but wages have remained flat. And I think a lot of this left-wing media has themselves in a delusion to think that black Americans or any Americans of any skin color haven't noticed what's actually happened in their life right now. And so I think we could be on track, Jesse, for a unifying landslide Reagan 1980-1984 style election if we make this as a party about what we actually stand for: restore the rule of law, seal the southern border, restore merit to economic growth in this country. Success is unifying, and I think that's our message, and I think we're going to be very successful, and the Democrats are going to be licking their wounds if we stay on message.
CPAC had a poll about VP candidates over the weekend. You were, I believe, first or second or tied for first, something like that. I forget who you were tied with. What was that again? Was it?
Yeah, so look, I what I've said is I'm going to respect whatever decision President Trump makes. We can't take the election this November for granted. That's actually the next step right here. So there's a deep bench. There's a lot of great people in our party. I'm going to support whatever decision he makes. But most importantly, we have to win in that decisive election this fall. That's my sole focus. And I think that, Jesse, one of the things that President Trump has said that I've really appreciated is that, you know what our vengeance is? Success is our vengeance. That's the American way. I think we live in a 1776 moment right now where what our founding fathers would say is, you know what, pursue excellence. Do it as one nation, and if we do that, we're going to be successful.
All right. Success and a little bit of vengeance. Just a little bit. Just like for dessert. Vivek, thank you so much.
Now, obviously, you've seen Vivek on stage with Donald Trump. The two of them get along really swimmingly. I know for a fact, I mean, I've seen polling myself, that Vivek would really help Trump in a certain key demographics, independents, libertarians. Vivek's polls great with. Vivek polls great with young people and with first-generation immigrants, not criminal aliens. Those will be going for Joe Biden, Joe Biden importing 10 million new voters for himself. But Vivek, very strong with legal immigrants and legal first-generation immigrants, of whom I believe Vivek's parents are to this country. And so it will be very interesting. Now, Bloomberg is reporting that Vivek Ramaswamy is off the VP list. It's very, very interesting. This coming from Bloomberg, could be fake news. Donald Trump has called Vivek perfect and effectively talking to Vivek about, well, fixing the country together. You need a VP chance here. You're the VP, like how the entire room is chanting that.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow, that's, how was that? Pretty good, right? That was pretty good. And he's a fantastic guy. And he's really, he's got something that's very special because he started off with a Zippo and he ended up very strong. He did a great job. I was actually surprised when he called because he was doing well. And it's an honor to have his endorsement. He's going to be working with us, and he'll be working with us for a long time.
He'll be working with us for a long time, Donald Trump says to Cheers. Recent reporting says that Donald Trump has nixed Vivek from the VP list.
Bloomberg reporting the former president has told Vivek Ramaswamy he will not tap him for that particular job, though he is reportedly in contention for DHS secretary. Bloomberg says Kevin McCarthy is in the running for chief of staff. No word on whether he wants that job. And for attorney general, Senators Mike Lee and Ted Cruz. The Bloomberg piece says the former president has cooled on Senator Katie Britt, but is impressed.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, this is what Fox News is reporting says is the shortlist for vice president. Tim Scott, Byron Donalds, Kristi Noem, Tulsi Gabbard. Interesting there. Interesting little list. Quite an interesting pick. Tulsi Gabbard, pick like a Democrat, right? Very interesting. So Tulsi has said recently that she would love to be on Trump's VP list. Trump hits that possible vice presidential pick. Trump's been name-dropping, though, Tim Scott, J.D. Vance, effectively saying, you know, what he needs is he needs a person that can step in and be president. And that's what Trump's going to look for. The person I think is going to be a very good person is pretty standard. I think people won't be that surprised, but I would say there's probably a 25% chance that it would be that person, Trump said. That's classic. We reach out to Trump's team whenever one of these reports come out, and they're all like, everyone is lying. This is all on Trump time, meaning Trump's going to make a decision, like a game time decision, based on his gut. Trump brings up Tim Scott and Kristi Noem when asked about VPs. So those are obviously names that are kind of floating around. But Trump's also brought up Ron DeSantis, Vivek Ramaswamy, Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard was actually speaking with Tucker recently and asked if she would serve as vice president. Here's what she said.
So you've been in a lot of different news stories talked about as a potential VP choice for Trump. I have no idea if that's going to happen or not. Probably unknowable. Are you open to that? If you don't do that, what else are you open to? What's your plan?
I would be honored. I'd be honored to serve our country in that way or in other ways, and to be in a position to help President Trump if he is reelected, to actually address these challenges, to help execute those policies that will bring back a secure border, that will breathe new life into our economy and start to get this radical inflation out of control. Which on that note, I was in a conversation the other day with like two different groups of people. One was with a very, very wealthy couple. And they were saying, well, gosh, you know, and they're not fans of President Biden either. But like, you know, the economy is not actually that bad. Stock market's doing all right. And, you know, it's not really as bad as a lot of people are saying it is. And then the next conversation was with part of that wealthy class who were talking about, you know, a loaf of bread is three times more expensive today than it was 6 months ago or a year ago. Basic necessities, electricity, food, medicine, all of the things that people need just to live and to try to live in a healthy way are far more expensive, but they're not making a whole lot more. The dollar is going, not going nearly as far as it needs to in order to be able to afford this inflation. And so I just mentioned that because this disconnect still continues between the elite in Washington and the reality that they live in versus the reality that the rest of us live in this country. And President Trump recognizes that. I'd love to be in a position to help secure our country and to get us off this path towards World War III and nuclear war that the Democrat elite and President Biden's policies have us on right now.
And as we've played a million times, this clip from Glenn Beck – on the PBD podcast saying, listen, Trump called me and asked me who I wanted. And I said, Vivek. And Trump says, that's what everyone's telling me. Everyone's telling me Vivek. So who the hell knows? Apparently, you know, it's fake news. Bloomberg is fake news. We'll see, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see. We're excited for this pick, though. I mean, we're excited for this pick. We'll see. Big reports that it could be Marco Rubio. I don't know. Let me know what you think should happen. Let's go win. Unite and win. It's your boy, Benny. Like, share, and subscribe. See ya.
I just can't see Marco Rubio personally.
Marco Rubio?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. At times I've seen him as okay, but I don't know. It's not been, I don't know. I just haven't seen enough of him, enough good things, I don't think.
I mean, he's okay, I guess. He's not so bad that I would say, no, I can't vote for Trump. But
yeah, I don't know where he was during COVID.
I'd be disappointed.
Like, do you know where he stood with all the COVID stuff?
Not exactly.
I mean, some of that's important for me. I just, it's unbelievable to me that more people, especially more politicians, didn't see through what was going on.
What I said 6 months ago is happening, though, where you get a lot of people that are in lockstep already with Kennedy only because of the gene therapies. And
yeah.
I read comment after comment that the gene therapy is the only issue I'm voting on.
Yeah, no,
so
I wish Trump would come out and say, look, I have new information. I was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it would mean the world. He has no idea. I mean, I guess he's afraid to, because I guess he's afraid that all the people that got shots because he recommended them are going to hate him, you know? I don't know. I don't know what the deal is.
Right, but you know me. I'm not voting for somebody based on one topic.
I know. But
and
there's
just
more than one
thing. I don't want us to go communist because we chose someone who's against the gene therapies.
Right. I mean, I don't think Kennedy is communist in any way.
Well, I'm not saying him necessarily, but if there's communist money coming in from the Soros clan, that's good enough for me.
Oh, because of his pick for vice president.
Yeah,
okay,
right.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, I don't understand. What is the deal with Soros? I mean,
well,
what
he wants
else
a one-world government. He hates America.
Lord.
And he's paying he's paying big bucks to make it happen.
Yeah, that's for sure. Definitely has.
But I could understand if you wanted Kennedy with someone like a Tulsi Gabbard, that would have been hard for me to try and sway somebody out of. But someone with George Soros money, yeah, that's a slam dunk no all day long.
Yeah, that it bothers me that he did like pick somebody just, I don't know, that nobody really knows. You know what I mean?
She's a billionaire, so I think that the Robert F. Kennedy crowd doesn't want another billionaire. That's just me. You can't be for the little guy when you have a billionaire in your pocket.
Right.
And you're in a billionaire's pocket. So it's an equal trade for both of them. And if you're saying that at least Kennedy is for the little guy, but now you can't say that.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I'm telling you that's who's going to vote for Kennedy now is strictly either longtime Democrats that don't like where Brandon has taken the Democrats / Communist Party, or the people that are one topic ponies. And that's not going to be enough to beat Brandon or Trump. I don't see it.
Yeah. Did you get that other clip I sent you?
Today, no, I didn't get any clips other than what
I just
shared all my clips today.
Okay.
I knew we were going to have Ian, and I went very clip light today.
Okay. All right. So it was the one about the truth about the Democrats and why they should pay.
Oh, did you tell me to download it? Because I didn't see it.
No, that was the one. It was the one I sent last week.
Oh.
And we didn't get time to watch it. But anyway, it's just good.
Oh.
It's.
Hold on. What was last Monday?
Well, I resent it to you.
Was it the 25th? Because if I have it uploaded already. Was it March 25th?
Yeah. I guess it would have been. Yeah.
All right. I'll look. I'll see what I have on the switchboard for last Monday.
Okay. It's got some really good information on it that people need to hear.
I have the Riverside Sheriff.
Okay, it was. I mean, that's good too. It wasn't that one. It was the other one, but I mean, that one is decent too. It's about, you know, him saying
Well, we'll play this one.
Okay.
Good morning, Chad Bianco, Riverside County Sheriff. We are here today because California public safety is in crisis. Crime is steadily on the rise, and our public safety policy is one of the worst, if not the worst, in the nation. I want to make this clear, and I want there to be no mistake in what I am saying. This is not by accident. The driving force in our crisis is a radical, progressive agenda fraudulently called criminal justice reform. This is nothing short of a sick and twisted social experiment where law enforcement is the bad guy and criminals are somehow victims of society and not responsible for their actions, their crimes, or accountable to their countless victims. This agenda began with the passage of AB 109, the so-called Public Safety Realignment Act. State government failed to take responsibility for prison overcrowding or their failure to build more prisons, and instead forced county jails to house state inmates while simultaneously releasing thousands of felons early. This has pushed our county jails to a near collapse and caused the early release of countless criminals. Thousands upon thousands of criminals are being released from custody early, crime is increasing, and our governor is closing prisons instead of building new ones. It defies common sense. In 2014, a complete fraud was perpetrated in California. The so-called Safe Streets and Safe Schools Initiative, Prop 47, changed many felonies to misdemeanors, basically legalized drug use, and increased the amount of petty theft to nearly $1,000. In 2016, another lie was perpetrated on voters with the naming and wording of Prop 57, tricking voters into approving the release of thousands of violent criminals onto our streets and neighborhoods. This is why we are here. Everyone knows Prop 47 and 57 are disasters, and yet Governor Newsom adamantly touts it as a success, and lawmakers continue to refuse to fix their mistake and the problems that they have created. When once crimes are no longer crimes, it allows Governor Newsom and Attorney General Bonta to cite completely flawed data points to support their failures. Californians are now suffering the consequences of a failed social agenda. We are now at our breaking point, and Californians have had enough. The lie of Prop 47 has been exposed, and the progressive love affair with criminals at the expense of victims has infuriated law-abiding Californians. While we suffer every day with rampant theft causing our small businesses to close and our large box stores to move out of state, our supermajority of lawmakers sit here in their guarded tower, oblivious to what is going on in their communities, experiencing drastic increases in all crimes, particularly violent crimes. Over the past 5 years, law enforcement has been unable to get our progressive left majority to even consider any new law or modification to an existing law that would increase punishment or send criminals to prison. Reality has gone completely upside down to the point our governor, our lawmakers, and our attorney general refuse to prosecute criminals, to include those criminals committing crimes with guns, and instead have dedicated their efforts to disarm and remove constitutional protections of self-defense from law-abiding Californians. We are in a very important election year, and the political silliness is surfacing all around us. The same supermajority who refused any sort of tough-on-crime laws for the past several years are up for re-election. They are now claiming they are going to address our public safety crisis with new laws cracking down on crime. The problem is every one of their bills are disingenuous and hollow. For instance, one bill claims to address theft by lowering the felony limit back to $400. Upon examination of the bill, you will find that it gives these career criminals three more chances to steal and be convicted before they are sentenced to prison. That is three, a minimum of three, more victims. We cannot turn on the news, read the newspaper, go to the grocery store, or open our businesses without being slapped in the face of reality that criminals have been emboldened by a lenient system that holds no consequence for criminal behavior. Instead of addressing the obvious, tone-deaf Governor Newsom attacks a Target employee for not stopping a criminal from fleeing the store instead of taking an honest look at the failed social experiment that he himself leads that allowed that theft to occur. It is time we wake up and hold our politicians accountable for what their bills, laws, and policies have caused. It is time to return to a common sense approach to crime, realizing and admitting that there are evil people who refuse to conform to a civilized society and instead choose to victimize the rest of us by stealing our property, robbing our stores, flooding our streets with drugs, including fentanyl, breaking into our homes, murdering our children, and giving the middle finger to our justice system. Californians deserve better. I am proud to support lawmakers like Bill Asaley and several others who acknowledge that criminals are responsible for their actions and they need to be held accountable. Thank you.
Okay, so that was your pick there.
I was, that's good to hear. People finally standing up. Hopefully people will hear him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's been the problem. There just doesn't seem to ever be enough movement behind someone that stands up for the right thing and says the right things. And it's like, come on, people, get behind them. So, but yeah, the other one, I guess you can listen to it first and see what you think, but I think you're going to like it. You're going to like what he says. And it's something that a lot of people, even when they hear it, they're going to say, oh, you know, they're going to refuse, of course.
Do I have this already?
To believe that it's true. The ones that are diehard Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're still going to, I guess, try to poke holes in it. But I don't think that they can poke holes with any proof. Pretty sure what they're saying is very accurate.
Well, it's a 10-minute clip that's going to take me 12 minutes to download.
Oh, okay.
So I don't think we're going to get to that, to your clip today.
Probably not. Probably not. So, boy, these red light therapy things, they are all over the place. And I just, you know, I do think that they're a good medical, like, treatment. But once again, it's one of those things to where, in one sense, you want it regulated
so that you know which one is actually going to be effective, because they're not all made the same. But at the same time, you don't want, like, the government and medical communities regulating it too much, because then it's going to jack the price up, because, you know, they'll have to make so much profit from them. But I think rather than the big red light therapy beds, I mean, I liked, you know, the guy that was trying to get me on board with it. I think they're, you know, like I said, they're good things, but I think it's too much. I think the beds, I think it's just too much. You know, to lay in a hot bed like that, red light therapy bed for, you don't lay in there very long, but I just think it's too much of the EMF. I think the small devices that can go over just certain areas of the body are the answer. And I want to start doing some research and try to figure out the ones that are made the best for the best prices. Because I really think it could help. Like, I know my mom has a little bit of trouble with her feet sometimes, and I'm just thinking, I know that that could help with the circulation. So, new food truck. I'm going to have to look into that.
What's that?
Oh, a new food truck somebody just posted a picture of. Haven't heard of it, so I'll have to check it out. Oh, goodness. Let's see here.
So there's going to be 8 states that are already planning on starting to the process to ban cars by 2030.
Oh, my gosh. Really? They really think that's going to happen?
So 8 states have pledged to stop selling gas cars by 2030. California, Rhode Island, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, and Washington.
Not surprised.
So the 8 most liberal states decided to all get together.
Yeah, I guess they're trying to get the states. They're trying to get most people to move out of those states, I guess. So, that's just crazy. Not going to happen. No way. No way that they can make that happen. You going to tell me that all the people that are broke in these, you know, states that are just a joke, you're going to tell me they're going to all have electric cars by 2030? Give me a break. I mean, what are they going to do to them? What are they going to do, take away their transportation to where they have to walk everywhere?
I guess. Or 15-minute cities.
Oh.
They could do 15-minute cities in New York City.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, boy. Is Tyson going to go after Elon?
Tyson?
It's saying that, I don't know if this, I'll have to check it. It may be, I haven't verified this, everyone. But it's saying Tyson Foods suffers a loss of $500 million after Elon Musk boycott call. Interesting.
Yeah, I just don't think woke companies are going to be where it's at.
No. Who was it? There was another company I said it's going to be the next Bud Light. Maybe that was Tyson. Maybe that's who I was thinking of.
Oh, there's a lot of them.
What did it? No, wait.
Companies can't
Tyson
wait to line up and Bud Light themselves.
What is Tyson doing? I forgot already.
Let's see. One, they started adding bug proteins to their chickens.
Oh, that's it. Okay, that's
and,
right.
And and they're getting rid of all their regular American employees, and they're moving so that they're going to only hire illegals because they're cheaper.
Illegals. Yep. Yes. That's right. Yep. Well, that one's an easy one to quit. I didn't buy it anyway, but that's oh my gosh. I mean, November can't get here soon enough. No, I shouldn't say that. I'm not going to wish away the summer. Knock on wood.
And then what happens if Brandon, if they rig it so Brandon wins again?
I don't think it's going to be, I don't think that's going to go over well in this country.
You don't think so?
I think, no. there is going to be some things break loose if that happens. You know, they've behaved for a long time now. They've behaved
You have the Democrats that say, well, they're just not going to certify the election. I don't know how that's going to work.
Oh, they mean they're not going to start if Trump wins?
Right.
Yeah, of course. Of course, and somehow they'll make that fly, you know. So, we've got to hope that the House stays strong because that's
Well, you have these rhinos that their last action is they're retiring, and they're setting it up so that they can't have a runoff election. They have to wait until Election Day so that Hakeem Jeffries can take over as Democrat. That's what they're trying to do.
Oh, jeez.
Just think, imagine you hate Trump so much that you're going to give up your career.
Right. Goodness. I mean, it just still shocks me that the mentality of so many has gotten so bad. It's like they've all been eating stupid candy for many, many years. I don't know. But we're all going to be okay. I'm not going to let them, I'm not going to get lost in that world. It's what they want. You know, we obviously can watch it and keep up with it, but can't let, I know there was somebody that was in one of the other social sites I'm on. They were going into this long ordeal of talking about the Biden thing, and it's like, look, it doesn't change what the day is for us, you know. It's like it's stupid and it's disgraceful, but it doesn't change for us. We still know what it is. It's like, don't give it any power. Just let it be his stupid, you know, words and label or whatever. But just let it go. So, but I do hope that stunt woke up a lot more people. Of course, the ones that are, you know, not Christians and stuff. Of course, it'll just fuel them. You know, that's what they want.
So So let me ask you, though, how has your business been now that you're working from home?
It's slow, but part of that's my fault. I spent about a week helping my friend with his father when he got hurt. So that kind of put me behind. And then I had a few other things happen. But hopefully this week I'll get in the groove again. So I my issue is I like doing the jewelry. I love helping my customers. But I think what still always pulls at me is the fact that I have studied natural health for 35 years. And the more and more I talk to these people that have, like he had, you know, he shot a movie and he's written books, and so many of these people that I talk to that I realize that I do know a lot. You know what I mean? I have a lot of knowledge, and it makes me want to start focusing on that more and trying to help people. And so I think sometimes I need to take my Health Shift Wellness website and run with it more. You know, I really need to, I don't know how to help people the most, because, you know, to me, it seems like the people that truly are willing to let you help them, that want the help most of the time, they're the people that they really can't afford, you know, to compensate you in any way, which, you know, to me, I'm not one of those people that, well, if you can't pay me, I'm not going to help you. I don't believe that. I believe that if somebody comes to me for help and they can't compensate me, I believe I should still help them. And I'm sorry, but if I have knowledge that can help save someone's life, I have to give that to them. So I'm trying to figure out a way to integrate that as well, which there's another health guru I knew out in California. The guy's name, I think it was Depke Wellness. And I remember he set aside, I don't know if he set aside a day a week or one day a month, to where he would have a day that was free. So I think it was probably a month, because, like I said, the whole day he would literally see patients. It was like a free day. So he would have people, you know, make appointments that were unable to pay for the services. And he would schedule them all on that one day, which I thought was a great idea, you know. I guess it could even be, if you could get clients to, if customers that did have plenty of money, if they could maybe even just donate into a fund to help pay for those people's, you know, appointments or whatever. But I think a free day is nice. So, and I've got to dive in, and I'm, with it spring coming up, it's the best time to do it, because I have to have access to a lot of fruit, a lot of, you know, fruit that's ripe and that's more in season. But I've got to dive into a true, fruit, raw fruit diet, you know, and some greens. I will do some veggies, but I've got to do it. And then and see, like, what I'm going to go through, because I've never done a long-term one. So I think I need to do it for at least a month and see what happens, because I think it'll help me to be a better consultant to help other people go through it. So... So that's the tough part. You know, and yet I still love, I'm just confused as to what to do because I still love the idea of the food truck too. I wish I could incorporate the health, somehow incorporate the health with the food truck. And it makes me want to do a juice truck to provide just really good fresh juices and maybe salads and just really good foods, you know. Just don't know if people would go for it.
Probably not.
Exactly. That's the scary part. You know, I have some people that are like, oh, we would love that. But it's like, yeah. Guess I can always try. And if it, you know, if it doesn't provide enough, I can always throw in some other things. So I guess I could offer both. Offer some of the stuff that is not as healthy, but not horrible, you know. So I know if I make my the guy that used to have, there used to be a cafe here in Cape called Mediterranean Cafe, and oh my gosh, he was Syrian, and he had the best garlic sauce I've ever had in my life. And you know, he made it from scratch, but he had an inside like grill, so he would grill his chicken, and then he would make his pitas and he would make homemade pickles. So he would take the grilled chicken with all that flavor, you know, with all their spices, and he would slice it thin and put it in between two pitas with that garlic sauce and pickles. And oh my gosh, it was so good. When I stopped eating the chicken, he started putting the falafel on there for me. And
oh,
that
wow.
was good too. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, the garlic sauce just made whatever was on there taste so good. But he actually gave me his recipe for the garlic sauce. So I think I'm going to have to start making it. Because it is truly addicting. I mean, you would crave, I still to this day crave that sandwich. It was so good. And yet, the starch and the protein are the worst combination in the world. When you're eating, when you're food combining, it's like it's the biggest no-no.
Mm.
That's the tough part. Like, why does everything that tastes so good, why is it so bad for you? But anyway, but the falafel would be okay. Falafel would be okay.
All right, well, we got like 4 minutes left. Anything else we want to get into here?
I think that's about it. I don't think I had anything else. Let me check all these little thingies and see if there was anything else. Nope, that's something you sent me. I guess that's about it.
Okay.
Yep. Oh, I guess we got the next Monday we can talk about the eclipse.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I'm in one of the towns, I think, that going to be pretty big.
Oh, I don't think it will be here.
Okay. Yeah, no, I don't think so. But it's definitely coming through here. So that's going to be interesting. The Nineveh. 7 U.S. towns named Nineveh. Interesting.
Yeah, we don't have a Nineveh here.
So hopefully I'll be back Monday night. Oh, goodness. But a bunch of people aren't too let down. I mean, they're going all out around here. So. I need to read a little bit more about this.
Okay.
Yep, Missouri. Illinois. Oh, my brother. That's interesting, too. My brother's in Indiana right now, and it's going to hit there, too.
All right. I believe there's a Wendy in Michigan, but our show is getting ready to shut off. Wendy, if you want to call tomorrow. If you want to call tomorrow, I'll take your call. I'm here 9 to midnight. So give us a call tomorrow. I don't want to bring you on if we're about to get the 90-second buzzer. We're on every Monday through Thursday, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. That's 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. So I'll look forward to you tomorrow, Wendy. Everyone else, thank you, Christina, for joining us here. We will be back tomorrow. Please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the Proof Negative show here, but until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail. Keep hope alive. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative, and I am Oot.